first thing, you came to town as this process is already underway then, right?
Correct.
Was this one of the things that attracted you to the position, knowing that this was going to happen, or at least working towards that possibility?
I think what attracted me here is the commitment that St. Joseph's has to this community and continually year over year increasing their capacity and complexity of services to provide for this great community.
Again, the process began, was underway when you arrived. What was the reason to begin that process? Why did St. Joseph's feel like this was needed?
As the biggest healthcare provider in Brazos Valley, I think that St. Joseph's saw a need to continue to expand the complexity of services that are here. And if we remember the tragedies that have been in Brazos Valley in the past, St. Joe's has been a key player to be there. So I think it was further commitment to have more and more resources dedicated to the unfortunate victims that may fall into being trauma victims.
Is there any way to quantify how many patients could have been served here, maybe on an annual basis that had to go somewhere else?
I don't have that information readily, but I think that there's probably state's survey data that will tell us how many people had to leave the area. You know, it's important to recognize that St. Joseph's, while not declared or designated as a level 2 trauma center, has really been acting for a number of years as a trauma center without the designation, and I think the commitment to have a full-time trauma surgeon and begin that process just solidified what we were doing in the community.
And how difficult, if it was even difficult, to recruit the people to make this happen? Because that's always a continual battle in this industry.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. It's not only a hospital and an administration that makes a commitment, but the medical staff. They have to be willing to give up a lot of their personal time to be ready at any time. So you don't just hire a trauma surgeon. You've got to get a group of, as we mentioned, neurosurgeons, general surgeons, plastics, pulmonologists, urologists, anesthesia, who are all willing to take that on. That's why there's only one out of every 10 hospitals in the nation that goes for this type of designation.
And this may be a question better answered by Dr. Carlisle, but obviously you were involved too in the accreditation process. You made a reference to how well they spoke highly of St. Joseph, but I'm sure there were some anxious moments in making sure that all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed.
Yeah, I think any time you have somebody come in who's looking for what are the areas for improvement, you're always, you know, concerned about whether or not you've done everything that you can. But we've had an incredible dedicated team for over 2 years, really assuring that we've done everything that we can. And I got to tell you, when we did our opening survey conference with the surveyors, to look at probably 75 people who took an evening till 9 or 10 o'clock to sit with surveyors and answer questions was just amazing and really showed the commitment of this medical staff.